Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir, Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Menani Mili. In our previous shiur, we had an extensive discussion. What is the halacha if a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are walking and they encounter a Meis Mitzvah? Which of these two individuals should be the individual to take care of the Meis Mitzvah? Mechloikus in the Mishnah. And then we had many different scenarios in the Gemara yesterday about different individuals, who should be the one to expose himself to the Tumah, and who should it not be. But everybody agreed that if we had a situation if a Nazir and a Mace, an or a Kohen Gadol by themselves encountering a Mace Mitzvah, that they would have to be metame themselves to take care of the Mace Mitzvah. And ask the Gemara Menani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? It says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon, the Pasuk says regarding the Kohen Gadol, Akol nefeshos meis layava, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tamei. Ask the Braisa, b'ma hakosa medaber, who is the Pasuk referring to when it says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tamei? Iber chaykim, if it's referring to people who are not his relatives, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, for that they would not need a pasuk to tell us that halacha, because kavachaymahu, we can learn that from a kavachaymer or ma kohen hedjet. If a kohen hedjet shumetam lekroivim, then we know a kohen hedjet is allowed to become tamei to kroivim, as the pasuk says explicitly. Ein metama leruchaykim. A Kohen Hedjet is not allowed to become tamei to people who are not his relatives. Kohen Gadol. So we speak about Kohen Gadol, who is an individual, she'ena metama le'krovim, where the Pasuk says that he's not allowed to become tamei even to relatives, as the Pasuk explicitly says, lo'aviv u'le'ima lo'yatama, that he's not allowed to become tamei to even to his parents, ena din she'ena metama le'rechaikim. So certainly he's not allowed to become tamei to any relative, to anybody who's not his relative. Elo, the Pasuk is speaking about Lekroivim HaKos Medaber, and the Pasuk is telling us that he's not allowed to become Tomei to his close relatives, and the Pasuk is telling us, Love of Hudayim Metama, that he's not allowed to become Tomei to his father, HaMetama LeMeis Mitzvah, but Rechman Tzlam, if there were a Meis Mitzvah, he would be allowed to become Tomei. Says the Gemara, Li'imai. And what do we learn when the Pasuk says, Li'imai? Because as we said, the Pasuk says by a Kohen Gadol, La'aviv li'imai lo'yitama. So from La'aviv we're coming to teach us, we're coming to learn that he's not allowed to become Tamei to a relative, but he's allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. That's what we learn from the word La'aviv. So now ask the Gemara, what do we learn from the word Li'imai? Answers the Gemara, we need that word to teach us a Gzeir Shava that Rebbe taught. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe taught us, the Pasuk says by a Nazir, Kol Yimei Hazira LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meis LaYavai, LaAviv UliImai LaAchiv LaChos LaYitam LaBemaisam. Once we learn that the Pasuk says Rebbe, Al Nefesh Meis LaYavai, that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei, why does the Torah have to repeat LaYitam LaBemaisam? We already know that he's not allowed to become Tamei. But guys from Huay Matama to teach us that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei, he's not allowed to expose himself to Tumas Mess, Amatamahu Lenigaim Ulizavasam. If you have an individual who is a Mitzayra or a Zav that give off Tuma, that the halacha is that Mitzayra that enters into a home, the halacha is that everything in the home becomes Tamei, similar to a Tumas Oil Mace, that teaches us the Pasuk that this din that we have, that if somebody goes into the place where there's a Mitzayra, or touches a Mitzayra, the Halach is, doesn't apply to a Nazir. And as the Rishonim point out, since as we've learned, the Torah HaKadosh says, the Gemara says, Mitzayra Chashiv Kames, that a Mitzayra, the Halach considers as if he were an individual who is not alive. And since the halacha views this individual as if he's not alive, so he should have the din of a tamas meis. comes the pasuk. That's what this pasuk is telling us, that we don't have that halacha by a mitzayra. The nazir's tuma doesn't apply there, and a nazir is allowed to become tamei to mitzayra. And in fact, the Rosh says that even though the Gemara said that we needed to teach us the halacha of both a mitzayra and a zav, there is no chiddush in a, there's really no chiddush in a zav. The zav was only mentioned. The zav was only mentioned because of the mitzayra. The Malbim points out a different pshat. The pasuk says b'maysam, and he says because the way to understand this limit of the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about the Kohen Gadol and when it speaks about the Nazir, uses similar language. But even though it uses similar language, when it speaks about the Kohen Gadol, it says lo yitamim, but doesn't add the word b'maysam. Why is the word b'maysam taught by a Nazir? To teach us this halacha, that a mitzayra, even though he's not allowed to become tamei, is allowed to become tamei to a zav or a mitzayra. This halacha doesn't apply to him. Vainly, ela b'nazir. So now we've established a source to teach us this halacha by a nazir. But says the Gemara, vainly ela b'nazir. This halacha I only know by a nazir. B'kohen gadol minayin. How do I know that a kohen gadol also is allowed to become tamei to a mitzayra zav? Amarta. Says the Gemara, we can learn it this way. The Torah did not have to say, as we learned, the word imay by kohen gadol, because we know that a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to any relative. Shein tamei loymer, because as we said, shrei kav chaymehu, we can learn this through a kav chaymer. If the halach is that one of the individuals that a kohen gadol is the kohen hegit is allowed to become tamei is to a brother from the father, and the halach is that only to paternal brothers, the halach that a kohen hegit can become tamei to a brother is only said by paternal brothers. Why? Because we know that the Torah, when it speaks about the Bnei Yaakov, says, Shnem osra anachnu, achim bnei avinu. So the pasuk calls them brothers. And we know that the brothers of Yaakov were paternal brothers. They didn't all share a mother, they all shared the same father. So again, says the Gemara, Umar im b'makum shekain hajit, b'tamil achim mi aviv. That a kain hajit is allowed to become tamei to his paternal brother, and kohen gadol matamal aviv, then still a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei even to a father. Makom she'en kohen hegid matamal achiv mi'imai, that if it's a maternal brother, then you're not allowed to become a kohen hegid is not allowed to become tamei, as we just explained. Ain adin she'en kohen gadol matamal imai, so certainly a kohen gadol should not become tamei to his. The halach is that a kohen gadol should not become tamei to his mother. Because, and therefore, the word li'imai is superfluous. If the word li'imai that the pasuk says by a kohen gadol is superfluous, im zechisa samahadein, if we could get to that point that the kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to his mother from this kal v'chomer, so then we have a question. Ma tamei lo mi'imai? Why did the Torah have to say the word imai by kohen gadol? Why did Torah have to teach us that halacha that a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to his mother? Answers the Braisa, mufna, it becomes a superfluous word. And we know when the Torah has a superfluous word, it's there, lahakish uladin men gzeir shava. It's there to teach us gzeir shava. To teach us, nemar imai b'nazir, the Torah uses the word imai by nazir, as we just finished teaching us, v'nami imai by kohen gadol, and the Torah uses the word imai by kohen gadol to teach us, my imai ha'amah by nazir, even though we speak about the nazir's prohibition of exposing self to tumah, that we learn from there, b'maisim ena matama, that a nazir is not allowed to expose himself to tumah's mess, ava matamahu l'nigam l'ziv asam, he is allowed to expose himself to tumah's ziva and mitzayra, Af imay ha'amos kohen gadol to teach us b'maisa b'matama that a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei a tumas mess amatama l'nigasam l'zivasam. So we're learning now that the halacha is that a kohen gadol also is allowed to expose himself to a tumas mess. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan kohen gadol. But now we go back to the beginning of the shir. The beginning of the shir is that the beginning of the shir. We learned that a kohen gadol is not and a nazir, even though the Torah is so strict about them not becoming tamei. We learned that the Torah says that the nazir, that the kohen gadol is allowed to expose himself to meis mitzvah. That's how we began the shiur today. But ask the Gemara, Ashkechan kohen gadol. But that's only halacha that we learned regarding a kohen gadol. But ask the Gemara, Nazir Menolan. How will we know that a Nazir, if he encounters a Meis Mitzvah, is allowed to expose himself? So the Rishonim ask a question, that there's a rule that's often stated in Shas, and that is, Ein Hekesh L'Mechza. When the Torah connects two subjects, they're completely connected. So the question is, if we just learned a Hekesh to teach us that if a Nazir is allowed to expose himself to Tumas Tsaras and Tumas Ziva, so too is the Halacha by Kohen Gadol. So why don't we learn through the Gzer Shavav, Imai Emai, so why don't we learn it the other way and say that we'll learn the Nazir from the Kohen Gadol with this Gzer Shavav of Imai Emai, and that's how we'll learn that if a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become Tamei Temes Mitzvah, so too should be the Halacha of a Nazir. So the Rishonim give a number of terutzim. Some Rishonim say that we would say that the Gzer Shav of Imai Imai is only taught to teach us that they're allowed to become Tamei Meis Mitzvah. But maybe they should not be Metama to Metzaras. So Tosfos is saying, yes, we would have a Hekesh. But maybe we can't learn two halachas from the Hekesh. And we use the Hekesh for different purposes. And in general, says the Rosh, yes, we probably could have relied on the Hekesh. But if the Gemara could find a different Teretz, that's the Teretz the Gemara would prefer to look for. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Pasuk says, regarding the Nazir, Kol Yemei Zir LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meis LaYavai. The Pasuk says, the word mace, shemayani, if the Pasuk had just said this, I would have thought, I feel nefesh behema mamashma, that even the nefesh of a behema is a tuma, a dead animal, a nazir may not come in contact with. Kenyan shenemar, that as we find that the word nefesh is used in conjunction with an animal, as the Pasuk says, maka nefesh behema, tamalema, that's why the Pasuk says, al nefesh meis lo yava, b'nefesh adam akos b'daber. The Pasuk is speaking about a nefesh behema. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, it's not to say that an animal doesn't have a nefesh. The nefesh of a behema is different than nefesh of a person. And as I saw, the Yismach Moshe explains that an animal also has a nefesh. But the difference between the nefesh of an animal and the nefesh of a person, explains the Yisroch Moshe, is that a person's nefesh remains even after the person leaves the world. Because there's an inherent kedusha in that nefesh. An animal doesn't have that type of a nefesh that will remain even after he leaves the world. Says the Brayser, Shmuel Eimer, Ein Tzarech. We don't need this pasuk to teach us that a nazir is not allowed to come in contact with a dead animal. Because Harei Omer, the pasuk says, Al nefesh meis lo yavoi. Shenefesh hametames b'bia kos b'daber. We're talking about only types of tumah, that only types of dead people that give off tumas oil. And a din, that of tumas oil, certainly doesn't apply by an animal. Continues the Braisa. The pasuk says by the nazir, so we learn from here that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei to his parents, and matamahu lemais mitzvah. Because once the pasuk says that kol nefesh meis lo yavo, that he's not allowed to come in contact with any dead person, of v'imay ochav v'achoysoi, the Torah singles out, they're there to teach us a limud. And the limud is to teach us that the nazir may not become tamei to these relatives, but he may become tamei to meis mitzvah. Says the Braisa, actually yomer, the pasuk would not have had to say love of limud, yeshli bedin, but we could have learned this through a kav chomer. Oma kain godl, if we speak about a kain godl, shekedushasoy kedushas oilam, that is kedushas forever, a kain godl has that level of kedusha, is forever. Metamal meis mitzvah, the loch is, as we started today's shir, is metamal meis mitzvah. So nazush ain't kedushas oilam. A nazush kedusha is not forever. His kedusha is only till his term of naziris ends. Ain't a din shetamal meis mitzvah. So shouldn't that be a legitimate way of understanding that a nazush is allowed to become tamei from meis mitzvah, learning his halacha from the halacha of a kohen gadol? Loi, says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily a fair kavachoyma. Because if a matter of kohen gadol, if we say kohen gadol, she came in maybe carbon out to masoi. The loch is that a kohen gadol, if he becomes tamei, doesn't have to bring a carbon. Taima ben nazir, as we've been learning throughout our masechta, that if a nazir becomes tamei, he does become tamei to meis mitzvah. That if he does become tamei, she may be carbon out to masoi. And as the Mefarshim point out, even though, as what we learned in our previous year in the Mishnah, the Chacham's opinion were that the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is considered a greater Kedusha than the Kedusha of a Nazir. And the Chachamim did not take this consideration that the Nazir brings a carbon when it becomes Tamei. That only says the Sefer Ber Moshe, after we know that a nazir is tamei to meis mitzvah, and a kohen gadol is tamei to meis mitzvah. So now we have this debate, if they're both walking together, and we have a meis mitzvah, to whom should who of these two individuals should deal with the meis mitzvah? But if we wouldn't have had a pasuk that teaches us that a nazir should become tamei to meis mitzvah, maybe even the chacham would agree that the fact that the nazir brings a carbon when he becomes tamei, and a kohen gadol doesn't, should teach us that should be a reason that we can't learn the halacha of a nazir from a kohen gadol. And therefore, we should say that ha'ilah may be carbon at tamasai. Since the nazir, if he becomes tamei, has to bring a carbon, the halacha ought to be that lo yitamal meis mitzvah, he should not be allowed to become tamei to meis mitzvah, tamaloymer. That's why we have a pasuk to teach us by the nazir. La'aviv l'ima la'yitama. He's not allowed to become tamei to a parent. Avu matama l'meis mitzvah. So we see from here, says the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that the kohen gadol kedusha is greater because his kedusha is a kedushas olam. So I saw that the sefer siach sarfei kodesh, we see that the Kedusha, which is forever, makes something more significant. So he quotes that the Avni Nezer asked the question. The Gemara Masechta Beya, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, teaches us in Yontif Mechel and Shabbos, that on Yontif, we're not allowed to do anything to prepare for Shabbos. But the halacha we know is that Kedusha Shabbos is greater than Kedusha Yontif. So, if that's the case, the halacha ought to be that Yontif is able, we should be able to do Yontif things for Shabbos. Why is the halacha that we're not allowed to? So he says that the Ramban says that a Kedusha that one has to work for himself to attain that Kedusha is a higher level Kedusha than a Kedusha that comes by itself. We know, as we say every Yontif when we make the bracha by Kiddush and by davening, Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael, and we are Mekadosh the Zmanim. Shabbos comes every week by itself. So explains the Ramban. A Kedusha that one brings upon him, a Kedusha that one brings, is a Kedusha that will be here forever. A Kedusha that comes like Shabbos, which we don't do anything to bring that Kedusha, doesn't last forever. And therefore, even though we know that in many aspects, Shabbos is more stringent than Yontif, somebody's Mechal Shabbos is a Chiv Skila, not by Yontif, we're much more limited in what we may not do on Shabbos versus what we may not do on Yontif. But because Yontif is a Kedusha that we bring, that's a Kedusha that's here forever, not the Kedusha of Shabbos. Therefore, the Halacha is Ein Yontif Mechal Shabbos. And that's why he explains that we know that Purim is, Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. That Yom Kippur is like Purim. And it's such a difficult Maimer Chazal. Because Yom Kippur, we know, is the holiest day of the year. So how can we say that Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is only similar to Purim? So he explains that Yom Kippur's Kedusha emanates because HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. But when we speak about Purim, Purim's Kedusha emanates from us. And not only does it emanate from us, Purim, particularly a day that isn't Osir B'Malacha, but it's a day that we infuse with Kedusha. Because it's a day that we infuse with Kedusha, that's why Purim, in certain way, may be even more Kadosh than Yom Kippur. And that's why Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. And that's why Chazal say that Purim, that the Yontif of Purim, will never become bottled, will never become abolished. Because the Kedusha that we create, as the Ramban says, is the highest level of Kedusha. Continues the Braisa. So right now the Braisa has taught us how we know a Nazir is allowed to come Tamei to Meis Mitzvah. Suggest the Braisa, Enim Tam Alav Avlimai. Maybe the Halacha is that what we should learn from this Braisa is that he's not allowed to become Tamei to a parent, Avi Tamil Shameisim. He should become Tamei to other relatives. So of course the Rishonim try to understand, how can we have a Havamina that a Nazir can become Tamei to other, not to a relative, but become Tamei to other individuals? How is that to be understood? So they explain that what is the reason a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei? The reason a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei is because becoming Tamei involves lowering his Kedusha. Nazir attains a certain level of Kedusha, and because he attains a certain level of Kedusha, we want that level to remain. So if he becomes Tamei to a relative, the tsar of that relative's passing makes that he should not be thinking about his Kedusha. But when he becomes Tamei to a regular individual, that won't have that effect. And maybe he should become Tamei to other individuals. Amar to Kavachomer. Says the Gemara, that we know through a Kavachomer is not the Halacha. Because Ma Kohen Hedjich Metam L'Kroivim. If a Kohen Hedjich, that this is not the proper line of reasoning. Why? Because a Ma Kohen Hedjich Shmetam L'Kroivim. As we know, the Pasuk says that a Kohen Hedjich is allowed to become Tamei to close relative. The Halacha is, Einim Metam L'Shameisim. He's not going to become Tamei to somebody who's not a relative. Nozer She'einim Metam L'Kroivim. A Nozer who can't become Tamei to relatives. That therefore the pasuk cannot teach us, is not here to teach us that the nazir is not allowed to become tamei to people who are not his relatives. So if that's the case, we go back. What do we learn from the extra words that the Torah Kedoshah says, love of limai, to teach us love of limai hu d'lemetama, that the nazir not allowed to become tamei to love of limai, avo metama. So the Shagas Arya asks, we're so busy trying to learn how we know a Nazir is allowed to become Tamei L'Meis Mitzvah. But he asks, the halacha of bearing a Meis Mitzvah is a mitzvah to say. The Nazir becoming Tamei is a mitzvah lois to say. And we know that the halacha is that essay doicha leisasei. So the essay of burying the nifter, the meis mitzvah, should be doicha de leisasei. Says the Shagas Aryeh, because the mitzvah, the lav of tumah, is even as soon as the nazir starts working on burying the meis mitzvah. But the mitzvahs, as say, of burying a nifter only takes place at the moment of burial. And when do we say Esa Doicha Leisa say? When they're both happening simultaneously. Here the lav is violated before the mitzvah to say is fulfilled, and therefore we can't say it's a mitzvah Leisa say. Says the Gemara, Achla Yomer, says the Gemara, even if the Torah would not have said this, Yeshli Bedin, I could have come up with another way of understanding how a nazir is allowed to become tamei to meis mitzvah. Nema, the Torah says sometimes words that are klolos, that are general halachas. For example, by Kohen Gadol the pasuk says a kol nafshes meis lo yavai. Nema klolos b'nazir, and a similar type of a pasuk by nazir. The pasuk says ein al nefesh meis lo yavai. Ma klolos amurus b'Kohen Gadol. Even though the Torah said this general halacha that a kohen gadol may never become tamei, we've been learning, however, la'avaveinu matama av matama l'meis mitzvah. So too we will learn av klolos amurus b'nazir. So too will be the halacha by nazir. Teach us la'avaveinu matama that is now become tamei to aviv av matama l'meis mitzvah. That halacha is that he's allowed to become tamei to meis mitzvah. And as Tosfos explains, what the Gemara means to say here is that the way the psukim are established by Kohen Gadol, since there are similar types of psukim by Kohen Gadol and Nazir, what we ought to learn is that just like the Torah says a general rule regarding a Kohen Gadol, but there's an exception to the rule, the exception to the rule being a meis mitzvah, so too will be the halacha, how to understand the pasuk by a nazir. But suggest the Gemara, kach l'darach su. Maybe we should learn this way. Nema klolos b'kohen hedjet. The pasuk says by kohen hedjet, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, a general pasuk, that kohen hedjet may never become tamei. V'nema klolos b'nazir, and there's a general pasuk by a nazir also, that he may never become tamei. As we just read, the pasuk says, l'nefesh meis lo yavai. And therefore, suggests the Gemara, Ma klolos amar become hedjet. Even though there's a general isser for kohen hedjet to become tamei, still metamel aviv, the halacha is he's allowed to become tamei to his parent. Af klolos amurus benazir. Maybe we should say that even though the Torah says a general isser that a nazir may not become tamei, still the halacha is metamel aviv, and we would come to the conclusion that a nazir may become tamei to a parent. Tameloimer. Love of ima lo yitama, ala meis mitzvah metama. But ask the Gemara, how can we learn that way? How can we suggest that the pasuk of love of ima lo yitama is coming to teach us that he's allowed to become tamei lo meis mitzvah? Hamabayloi, don't we need it to teach us this simple halacha that ein metama loviv? Because as we just learned, as the Gemara just suggested, that maybe we should learn the halacha of a nazir from a kohen hedjet. And we need the pasuk to teach us that even though a kohen hedjet is allowed to become tamei to a parent, a nazir may not. El aviv, says the Gemara, correct. Rather, the way to understand what the Brisa meant to say was as follows. Loviv, the pasuk is coming to teach us, don't learn the halacha of a nazir from a kohen hedjet. And even though a kohen hedjet is allowed to become tamei to a relative, a nazir may not. Loviv, loimish emetam el aviv. A nazir may not become tamei to aviv. La'achiv teaches us la'achiv ena matama halameis mitzvah matama. The word from achiv is from where we learn that a nazir may not become tamei to meis mitzvah. What about the word imoy? Says the Gemara, the word imoy we need for what we discussed earlier in our shiur, l'gzer shav the Rebbe, to teach us that just like a nazir may not become tamei to meis, but he may become tamei to metzora. And azov, so too is the halacha regarding kohen gadol. Ask the Gemara, and the word lachoisoi that is stated by a nazir, what is that for? L'chetanya. It's here to teach us a different halacha, as the Brisa teaches us. Lachoisoi ma'atam loimer, Why did the Torah say lachoisoi by a nazir? To teach us. Harei shalach lishkas pesachoi. Somebody's going to shechtus carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. Or somebody's going to do a bris milah for his son. And he finds out that one of his close relatives passed away. Yochel yitama. We would think that he should become tamei, because as the pasuk, as the Rishonim point out, not only is a kohen hedyot allowed to become tamei to one of his relatives, the pasuk says lo yitama, that the kohen hedyot is obligated to become tamei to a close relative. So we would think that this, and even though the person is going to do this very important mitzvah of Karban Pesach or Mila, we would think that the person should stop what he's doing, and go take care of his relative that passed away. So of course the Mefarshim ask, the meaning of a Karban Pesach or doing a Mila in Mitzvah Saseh, and why should they not be doicha the loisa say? So the Rishonim give a number of answers. One is that they could always, a Karban Pesach could always be brought later. If you can't do it on Pesach Rishon, you could do it on Pesach Sheni. The similar, a Mila, you could do later. If you don't do the Mila on the 8th day, you could do it on the 9th day. But burying the Nifter, there's a Chiv to do immediately. So I would think that V'shama Shemes Lemes, Yochel Yitama, we would think that he should be Tam himself. Says the Gemara, Tam Amrit Lo Yitama, teaches us the Pasuk that he should not be Tam himself. Why? Because the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila are very serious mitzvahs to say, because they're the only two mitzvahs to say that come with them with a chiyuv karis. So ask the Rosh, the chiyuv karis that comes for the mitzvah saseh of Mila is only if a person did not do bris Mila for himself. Here we're not talking about doing a bris Mila for yourself. Here we're talking about doing a bris Mila for your child. So says the Rosh, that the explanation of the Gemara is that since we see that mitzvah Mila is such a significant mitzvah, that normally a violation of a mitzvah saseh does not carry with it a chiyuv karis, teaches us the b'raisa, this mitzvah saseh carries with it a chiyuv karis, and therefore it becomes a very significant mitzvah saseh, and that the mitzvah say that she carry on doing it. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, very much consistent with what we've been discussing in our shir, that the individual that this mace that we're talking about here is not a mace who is laying in bezoyin, who's not being dealt with in a respectful manner, because then he would be a mace mitzvah. And as we've been discussing throughout our shir, a mace mitzvah we're allowed to do, and we're obligated to do what we have to. Here we're talking about the mace is not laying in such a way, and since he's not laying in such a way, that's why we should do the Karban Pesach and do the Levaya afterwards. Tamaloyim lachoysoi. So that's what the pasuk says, lachoysoi, to teach us lachoysoi with Eidim Atama, is now become tamay to choysoi, av l'meis mitzvah, to meis mitzvah, he's becoming tar. And even though this pasuk is referring to a nazir, but since we're not talking about a nazir, because it's there, so it becomes relevant to teach us this halacha. Rekiva Eimer, so Mefarshim ask a question. Here we're learning that this individual is going to bring a Karban Pesach, was going to do a bris milah, and he became aware that a relative of his died, and now the question is, what should he do? But there's a halacha that we know, the Gemara Masechta Brachos and Gemara Masechta Ma'akatan teach us that an oinen, that somebody who lost a relative, who lost a close relative prior to the kvura, is called an oinen. And an oinin is potter from all mitzvahs. He doesn't say brachas, he doesn't daven. So how could he bring the Korban Pesach? Or how could he do the bris milah? Isn't he an oinin? And an oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that says that the oinin is only prohibited from doing mitzvahs because mekvodei shemeis, out of respect of the covered for the person who passed away, says the Mashah, says that the Beis Meir, that oinin exemption from doing mitzvahs is only midrabbanan. Here we're learning a pasuk, so even though the oinin is midaraisa, not potter from a mitzvah, that's the Torah, here the pasuk is speaking about on the deraisa level. The Chasam Sofer says that a very interesting reason why an oinin, even though he's an oinin, he's allowed to go do a bris milah. Because he says, Chazal teach us, noile ben zocher, that when somebody has a, in a family that's born a ben zocher, nisrapa kol mishpacha, the entire family gets well. So since this whole reason, what's the whole issue of an oinin? Because of avelus, out of respect to the nifter. But here, the respect of the nifter is to do the bris milah, because by doing the bris milah, what we're accomplishing is that the oinin, we're accomplishing that the srapakal mishpacha, which is the biggest covet for the nifter. The Noida Bihuda has a different approach. He says that the halacha is that the halacha that an oinin is not to be matamet tameis mitzvah is only by a mitzvah that applies on a daily basis. Like we said before, davening and benching, etc. But mitzvahs that are unique and special, that take place all the time, that take place only certain times. So he says there's a concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shata, that a mitzvah that takes place at the proper time is particularly significant. And since this is a mitzvah that only takes place on Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of doing the milah only takes place on the eighth day of the baby's birth, so therefore the halacha that an oinin is potter would not apply. So till now we've been explaining the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel regarding the psukim that speak about the tum of a nazar. Rabbi Kiva says a different way of learning. The pasuk says nefashis ela rechaikim. Again, it refers to people who are not relatives. Mace is coming to teach us elu akroivim. And this goes back to what we discussed earlier, that we need psukim to teach us both for people who are not relatives and relatives that the nos is not allowed to become tamei. Love of imayin matama, but we learn from that a matama meis mitzvah. Lochiv, to teach us that if you have an individual who's a kohen gadol and a nazir, so he's an individual with a very, very high level of kedusha, still the loch is the loch of kohen matama and matama meis mitzvah. The Miri asks, how could a kohen gadol ever be a nazir? We know the loch is that the kohen gadol had to take a haircut almost at least weekly, and a nazir can't take a haircut for 30 days. So the Miri says that a nazir, that this is an individual who is a kohen and accepted upon himself naziris prior to becoming kohen gadol, and therefore he has to complete his term. Lachem etama etama meis mitzvah lachoysoi. Tanya, to teach us the halacha, that such an individual is still go do the Korban Pesach, do the milah, and don't do the kfura. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, we've been discussing throughout our shir the gzer shava that Rebbe taught us of imay, that between a nazir and a kohen gadol. That we've been learning that just like a nazir is allowed to expose himself to tumas tzaras and tumas ziva, so too is the halacha regarding a kohen gadol. But and we've been learning that from the word imay. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva gzereshava, the Rebbe Menale, he doesn't have the word imay available Amalach, Rabbi Akiva is going to answer. Kivin the Amar Mar. That's since we just learned. The Rabbi Akiva just taught us that Amayim Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. That if an individual has these two kedushas, that he's both a Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. That the Loch is La'achvein Matama. Al Matama Ulameis Mitzvah. Mali Kohen Gadol Chudei. Mali Nazir Kohen Gadol. The Loch should be that there's no difference if he's a Kohen Gadol alone or he has both kedushas. So it turns out that the word is superfluous, and therefore, since it's a word that's superfluous, it's available to teach us the gzeirah shava of imay, that just like a nazir is allowed to become tamei to a mitzayra and a zav, so too may a kohen gadol become tamei to a mitzayra and a zav. We've been learning the halacha of a kohen gadol. We've been learning the halacha of a mila. And we know that a mila is doicha yontif. That if a mila takes place, that if a mila is most, if the 8th day comes out on the yontif, the halacha is that we do the mila on yontif, we do the mila on Shabbos. But those halachas only apply on a mila bezmana. If the mila is being conducted in the proper time on the 8th day. If the mila is not being conducted on the 8th day, we don't have such a heter. So, on Yontif Sheni Shagolius, on the second day Yontif that we in Chutz Laretz keep, and it's a Mila, that today is not the 8th day, the baby cannot have a bris on the 8th day, we don't do a bris Mila on Yontif Sheni Shagolius. The question that comes up is, what would be the halacha if there's a father, mother, who are living in Israel, but they're not intending to live there permanently? So they keep 2 days Yontif. And they had a baby, and the baby can have a bris mila on Yontif Sheni Shagolius, which in Eretz Yisrael is not Yontif. It's only Yontif for Chutz Laretz people. But these people, since they're intending to move back to Chutz Laretz, keep Yontif Sheni. The halach is, would we be allowed to make this bris mila on Yontif Sheni Shagolius or not? So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says that he asked this question to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and Rabbi Yoshev said that we should make the bris mila. And he explained, and Rav Zilberstein Shlita explains a very interesting explanation. He says that and we mentioned this concept in our shir, the chiv of bris mila, the father has to make a bris mila for a child. But the chiv of the bris mila is really the child's chiv. The Torah says the father should fulfill the mitzvah on the child. But the child, every individual has his own obligation to have a bris mila. This child was never in Chutz Laretz. He was born in Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Eretz Yisrael. When can we say that somebody who's in Eretz Yisrael has to keep 2 days yontif? That's only an individual who's going to go back. He's going to go back to Chutz Laretz. So since he lived in Chutz Laretz previously, and he's intending to move to Chutz Laretz, he would have to keep 2 days Yontif. In other words, if you have a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael his whole life, and he intends to move to Chutz Laretz, but he never lived in Chutz Laretz, until he moves to Chutz Laretz, he doesn't have to keep 2 days Yontif. This baby never lived in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, since he never lived in Chutz Laretz, and the obligation of the bris mila is primarily on the baby, not on the parent. The parent just has to fulfill that mitzvah. The halacha is that he should have the bris mila on Yontif Sheni, on the day which is Yontif Sheni Shagolius. And then he brings up an interesting question. We know the halacha is that if somebody has a bris mila, on the 8th day, and the question is, if a child was born in the time where we're not sure if it's today or tomorrow. So the way to look at that question is that we have to see what time is it. But when we discuss what time is it, we know there are different opinions how to decide when the day is over. There's the opinion of the Goyim that end the day earlier, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that ends the day later. So this son, was born to a father that keeps Rabbeinu Tam. And because he keeps the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, as far as he was concerned, this baby was born today. So the bris will be a day earlier. This boy grows up, Baruch Hashem, and now he's in yeshiva. He goes to yeshiva that everybody keeps the Zman of the Goyim, and he too starts keeping that Zman. If he keeps the Zman of the Goyim, it turns out that his bris was a day early. And the halach is that a bris that's done before the eighth day is not considered a kosher bris. So the question that he brings up, should this, and if it was done too early, we have to do a toughest on bris. We have to take some blood from that spat. So the question that he discusses, should this boy who had a bris, which according to the minig that he's keeping now, was a day early, do his bris over? And he suggests that he asked this question to Rav Nissim Karelitz Tzal. Rav Nissim Karelitz says that we speak about the mitzvah of a bris, which is such an important mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah that you can only do once in your life. So it should be done properly. And if this individual is now keeping the minig of the goyim, so therefore, it turns out that he did his bris a day too early, and he should have a hatafistan bris to make sure that his bris is done 100% the way it was supposed to be done.